Well, a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3. I am your host, Kieran Aritosiet. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this Eurovision Song Contest ride.
Hello, this is Martina Barta from Czech Republic.
Hi, this is Ogin from the Netherlands.
Hi, this is Ira Losko from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Inga representing Iceland at the 1993 Eurovision Song Contest there with the beautiful song Þá vistu svarið, which means then you'll know the answer. Yeah, there we are. And that song for Iceland came 13th with 42 points at the 93 contest in the beautiful Neil Street County Cork in Ireland, of course. And Ireland were on top of the game in the early 90s. They ended up winning that contest with the beautiful and wonderful Niamh Kavanagh. Yes, with In Your Eyes. Stunning. Beating Sonia from Liverpool, which she, the UK entry, had the amazing song Better the Devil You Know. Well, thank you for tuning in to Forest FM and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. Right here on Forest FM, we celebrate the Eurovision Song Contest in all its amazing glory. And there, my goodness me, there is so much amazing glory to share with you. Every day, every Sunday, shall I say, throughout the year, just for an hour, between 5 and 6 p.m. Now, if you want a dedication or a request, that special Eurovision song help you relieve some nostalgia, I'd love to hear from you. You can tweet us at ESE Showcase on Twitter, Of course, you can send us a message and like our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ESE Showcase. Alternatively, if you're on Facebook, just search for the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can email us ESEshowcase@gmail.com. And thank you to everybody who's been in contact with myself and my husband Rob, who has Rob's random request coming up a little bit later on. We are back now from our escapades through Spain and France, and it's wonderful to be back here in the good old United Kingdom. Well, I'm not paying attention to anything in the news, because we don't do things like that on this show. No, we don't. Right, time for our next song. We're going to head over to another Icelandic entry. We're going to 1997 now. Now, I think this song would have done so much better if all of the countries in 1997 televoted. But the juries didn't vote for this song at all. But the televoters, because they trialled the televoting in 1997, the same UK one, Katrina on the Waves, Love Shine a Light, and the televoters gave Iceland points. But sadly, Iceland got relegated and they couldn't take part in the 98 contest in Birmingham, which is a real shame for me. Oh, more Icelandic entries, the better. So, here is the Icelandic international sensation, and he's not just a sensation in Iceland, but around the world and to all Eurovision fans. Here is Paul Oscar with the song Mihinsti Dance, My Final Dance. This is Iceland's Eurovision entry to the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest.
London, Paris, Rome, falskir kunningar snýrt rustur mig eina fékk mér kaviar núna allt seina því ég stífin hinst af og ég fer mikli með glas en ég
Calypso aus Caracas, Calypso aus Rio und nein, Calypso aus Mexiko, aus Wien muss er sein. Das ist der K und K, Calypso aus Wien, der Calypso aus Wien. Da spürt man hier und da auch Strauß-Melodie. Doch etwas Paprika liegt ebenfalls drin. Im K und K Calypso aus Wien. Im Calypso aus Wien. Der kommt nicht aus Ecuador, der ist nicht aus Spanien. Oh nein, der kommt mir nur spanisch vor. Woher kann der sein? Das ist der K und K Calypso aus Wien. Der Calypso aus Wien. Denn tanzen viele wie die Polka aus Brin. Und mancher jodelt noch im Schlaf vor sich hin, den K und K, Leute, 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 den K und K Calypso aus Wien, den Calypso aus Wien. Das ist der K und K Calypso aus Wien, der Calypso aus Wien. Denn tanzen viele wie die Polka aus Brin. Und manche jodelt noch im Schlaf vor sich hin, den K und K, Leute, 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 den K und K Calypso aus Wien, den Calypso aus Wien.
That was something different, wasn't it? That was Austria 1959, Ferrigaf with, I'm going to try and pronounce this in German, Der Kehr und der Kehr Calypso aus Wien, which means the K and K Calypso from Vienna. Yes. Different, eh? Well, basically, the title, the K und K, refers to Imperial and Royal, which is basically the Kaiserlich und Königlich, which means Imperial and Royal, which was the common description of the army of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. So you can tell that obviously the Austrians back in 1959 were pushing the envelope just a teeny bit. But Austria didn't fare particularly well at that 1959 contest. Out of how many entries? There was 11 entries that year. Austria came second last with only 4 points. Yes. And Monaco eventually kept what was last that year. And that year, 1959, was in Cannes. In France, of course, on the south coast. Not Caen. On the north coast, where I was a few days ago. Yes. Okay, now it's time for our next song before we have this week's Rob's Random Request. And this is Ireland 2015. Here is the lovely Molly Sterling with Playing With Numbers.
Do I owe you something? I think I do. They tied our hands, but I cut through. The potion, they found our truth, and I made a burrow, abandoned you.
DJ Bobo representing Switzerland at the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest. And that was the pre-contest favourite, though it didn't qualify out of the semi-final, the Mammoth semi-final. Do you remember that song at all, Rob?
Nope.
Just quite simply as that.
it's probably on my iPod, so I listened to it, but I don't remember it per se.
No, you don't remember it on the night or anything. Because it was quite shockingly, it came 20th out of the 28 songs in that semi-final.
Goodness me.
Yeah, it was a big, big semi-final, and then they had to chop it in two for obvious reasons. It's just too much, too much. And I remember watching that, and it was just like all of the Eastern European countries qualified that year. As we just look through, Serbia, Hungary, Turkey, Belarus, Latvia, Bulgaria, Slovenia, Central Europe, really. Georgia, Macedonia, and Moldova. You know, Portugal were the next one in, but they were 3 points away. Poor old Sabrina with Danza Comigo. That's a good song. Anyways, it's now time for my husband to do his
Rob's Random Request.
Okay, it's now time for Rob to get the two hats out, which have little bits of paper inside each of these hats. Now, one of these hats has got little bits of paper with years on, and the other hat has little bits of paper with countries on. And we'll hopefully pick a Eurovision song at random to play on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Okay, cool. Right, I'm just pulling out the year.
Ooh.
So we have 1992.
Ah, now Rob, that was your first ever memory of Eurovision, really, 1992.
Yes, Michael Ball, remember him singing.
Remember one, his song?
One Step at a Time.
Yeah. Punching the Air.
That's it.
My mum cringes at that moment because it's very cheesy with his cheesy grin. But my God, he's a complete different person now. Right, what entry from 1992 are we going to play, Rob?
Australia, no.
No. Okay, debuted 2015.
Germany.
Oh, Germany, 1992. Wind with Träume sind für alle da. Dreams are made for everyone. Oh. Yes, Wind with Träume sind für alle da. Yes, the German entry for the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest is our song to play for Rob's Random Request this week. And I must admit, this is probably my favourite Wind entry. Now, Wind came second twice for Germany in 1985 with the song Für Alle, for everyone, and in 1987 with Lass die Sonne in dein Herz, which basically means let the sun shine in your heart, which is awfully cheesy, Rob. So Germany sent Wind again in 1992, hoping that maybe they'll go a little bit better, but it really didn't work out. They came 16th out of 23, and they got, how many points was it? 27. So they were just above the Portuguese entry, Dina, with Amora de Agua Fresca. It's freshwater love, basically, that means. And the Swiss entry with the most awkward song, Mr. Music Man by Daisy Avray. Daisy, technically. Anyway, I'm talking about Germany here. I should be, anyway. Right, so Träume sind für alle da won the German national final. And it got 27 points. So I'm just about to have a quick look at the voting. Oh yes, the song was close at voting. It received 27 points. And it was fancied by the bookmakers to win the contest alongside the United Kingdom, Sweden, Ireland, Malta and Austria. Deary me, Sweden. Well, Sweden, in the home soil, came second last that year. With Christer Björkman, who everybody knows is a big poncho. In the Eurovision scene. Right, Germany got its points. It got 6 from Belgium. It got 10 from Portugal. 6 from the United Kingdom. Yeah. 2 from Ireland. And 3 from Denmark. So, Rob, what are we going to hear?
Germany 1992.
And can you pronounce? Oh, yes, I've got to put it up there for you. Right then, Rob, it is here. It is Wind with
Träume sind für alle da.
Träume.
Träume.
Sind für alle da.
Sind für alle da.
Yeah. Dreams are there for everyone. Aww.
Musik. Bahnsteig stehen. Sie glaubt, einer von den Zügen wird in die Freiheit gehen. Und der Mann, der seinen Job verlor, träumt, dass er es allen zeigt, wie Phönix aus der
dass sie weint.
Der Junge, der ganz einfach fortläuft mit unbekanntem Ziel. Sie alle haben Sehnsucht nach Gefühl. Träume sind für alle da. Glaub daran und halt sie fest mit Herz, mit Leib und Seele.
And just before we have this week's edition of the ESE Showcase News, this is Liquid Gold with Don't Panic from the UK Song for Europe in 1981, coming second.
I'm
Yes, it is time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today on Sunday, the 15th of September 2019, here on Forest FM. According to the online newspaper Variety, online records have shown that the Israeli broadcaster Kan, K-A-N, has filed a suit against Live Nation for 1.375 million Israeli shekels, which basically is $390,000 American dollars. This is apparently due to Madonna's representatives violated the terms of their agreement and have apparently gone back on the terms both parties had agreed. In addition to this, the court filing also reveals that Kan has provided Madonna with technical and logistical support that was beyond the Eurovision production. Now, the list of these is quite long, but includes security, projectors, headphones and extra staff needed for the Queen of Pop to participate in the interval act for Eurovision this year. Duncan Lawrence, who won the Eurovision for the Netherlands at this year's contest in Tel Aviv, has announced on Instagram that his second single is on the way, so stay tuned for that. Laura Tesoro, who came 10th for Belgium at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest with the song What's the Pressure, has debuted a brand new single. It is called Limits. Also, Luca Hani, who represented Switzerland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, has a brand new single. It is called Bella Bella. Also, Kobi Marimi, who represented Israel at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, has released a brand new single called A Yalla Bye. And finally, this year's Norwegian group Kano are going on tour around Australia. They're going to Brisbane, Adelaide, Sydney and Melbourne. If you'd like to find out more details on that, head over to our good friends at escextra.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Dao Bob from the Netherlands.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is my song. Enjoy.
Slow down, brother.
Hello, my name is Hovi Star and I represent Israel in the Eurovision 2016 in Stockholm. And you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Made of Stars. Enjoy.
From Spain, you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song Say Yay. Hope you like it. See you in Stockholm.
Say yay, yay, yay. Come on and raise your voice and cry. You are the one who never dies. Erasing it, la 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 la. Go on, sing it, la 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 la. You keep on climbing over hills. Right now, you're far away your dreams. Erasing it, la 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 la.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Tuttiot.
Easter's favourite station. Forest. Easter's favourite station. Easter's favourite station. Forest FM.
Serre-moi contre toi. Que l'on se souvienne ces moments à nous, que ça nous revienne. Je vois tant d'amour au coin de tes yeux. quand on est juste tous les deux. Pourquoi est-ce que tu ne me prendrais pas dans tes bras, qu'on valse ensemble juste une dernière fois. Tout est compliqué dès qu'il s'agit de moi, tellement de choses que je ne dis pas. Chante, chante si tu veux, chante quand tu peux, mais chante avec moi. Et danse, danse si tu veux, danse quand tu peux, mais danse avec moi. Tu resteras le premier homme de ma vie qui m'a montré ma voix et je chante aujourd'hui. Tu m'as appris à voir vraiment qui je suis. Et pour tout ça, merci papa. Chante, chante si tu veux, chante quand tu peux, mais chante avec moi. Et danse, danse si tu veux, danse quand tu peux, mais danse avec moi. Papa, 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 papa. Chante, chante si tu veux, chante quand tu peux.
Simon coming second in the French national final this year, Destination Eurovision. And that is the beautiful song Tous les deux, which in English means both. Yes, it's a song about a daughter and her father. Certainly. It was a beautiful song, and I think it probably should have represented France this year personally. But I love Bilal Hassani. I got a selfie with him at this year's London Eurovision party, which was just an awesome time. And if you are a big Eurovision fan, you live here in the United Kingdom, or you're close, you know, in Europe or anywhere in the world, you must experience it. It's just an incredible experience. You must do it. If you love music, you will love the Eurovision song contest and all of the music around it. It's just wonderful, wonderful stuff. And that's why we're here to celebrate it each and every week right here on Forest FM. Now, it's time for us to dream of a song which I think should have represented the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest.
Dream world, I can fly among the clouds over great mountains high. Dream world, across the clear blue sky.
Yes, and the song I've picked this week for Dream World here on the Eurovision Showcase is a song which was released earlier this year. This is an amazing song. I wish this went to Eurovision in Tel Aviv this year. I must admit, I do love Michael Rice so much, and I think he put in a fantastic performance. And he's just a wonderful guy. Now, this girl, she's 22 years old. She was born in May 1997. Oh, my goodness me, I feel old. Okay. And, yeah, she's born in London. She now lives in Brighton. And this one was third in BBC Music's Sound of 2019 poll of industry experts and artists. She's going to go places. She really is. This is the wonderful Grace Carter, and here is the song Heal Me, which I would have loved the UK to have sent to Eurovision in Tel Aviv this year, 2019.
Same eyes, complexion, no love or affection. Same town, same place, but you don't recognize my face. I'm mad, you're crazy, treat me like your baby. No change, no change at all. Yeah, I've been through some phases and they've only tainted my view. We got similar faces, but
I'm
Waldo's People representing Finland at the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest in Moscow, Russia. Yes, Waldo's People with the song Lose Control, which came last with 22 points in 25th position at the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest. What a shame. But they came last with 22 points. That's not a slap in the face, is it? And I would say that shows that how much of a high standard the 2009 contest was. Actually, over the past week, I've been talking on Twitter, which you can follow the show on ESC Showcase on Twitter. And of course, my personal one, Kieran UT. Yes, CIARANUT. That's where I am. So you can follow me on there. And we were talking about the 2009 contest with Emily and Johnny. And we're talking about how I didn't mind Belgium. Emily thought it was horrific. I think the Bulgarian entry is pretty shocking, as well as the Czech Republic, bless them. But Czech Republic, one of those very few countries, certainly in the beginning, where they didn't do particularly well at all. In the 2009 contest, they got nil points in the first semi-final, which is awkward. Very awkward. Right, it's now time for us to listen to a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. So yes, it's time for Live and Kicking! Yes, it's time for us to hear a song live from Eurovision. Yes, right from the stage. And this comes from the grand final of this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2019 in Tel Aviv, Israel. I'm going to let the lovely lady introduce it herself. But yes, I will announce the country and the year. So the year is 2019 this year. And we're listening to the Albanian entry. This is awesome.
Hi, this is Jonida Malici from Albania. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Ktheju Tokës. Enjoy!
Yeah.
Café, representing Luxembourg in 1989 and coming a 20th with only 8 points. Awkward. Right, well, that is your Eurovision showcase for another week. Thank you for joining me, Mr. Kieran Uri Tussius. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for lots more Eurovision music. And I'll leave you with the capable hands of Anne-Marie David, who won for Luxembourg in 1973, though we're going to hear our entry for France in 1979. This is a beautiful song. It is called Je suis l'enfant soleil. I am the child of the sun. Here is the third place entry for France in 1979. A la vigeci, au revoir, ravi de sein, bislat, dobi de zenia, and I'll see you all very soon. Toodaloo!
Et plus doux que le coton du ciel. Il a partagé le pain et mon père lui a donné un lit. Tu commenceras demain près du chêne gris. Je n'ai pas rêvé de lui, je ne dormais pas étendu au pied du chêne gris. Je guettais son. Et tout un hiver brûlant, notre amour a fait chanter la terre. Comme un recommencement, comme une prière. Il était un homme neige, et moi j'étais une enfant soleil. Le printemps sur son manège déroulait pour nous ses arcs-en-ciel. S'il avait voulu partir, je n'aurais même pas su pleurer. J'aurais gardé le sourire qu'il m'avait donné. Quand mes hommes sont venus, je n'ai pas compris. Au-devant de moi, il a couru vers le chêne gris. Mais sans qu'il ait rien pu faire, le piège s'était fait.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.